This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Protesters interrupted Congress yesterday while lawmakers were discussing giving large amounts of your money to fund the wars in Europe and the Middle East. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was interrupted several times during the opening statement by yelling demonstrators. Blinken testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee in support of the Biden administration wanting to spend $105 billion for the support. The number of deaths and people missing in Mexico after Hurricane Otis is roughly 100. The storm hit Acapulco last week as a Category 5 storm. The governor of Guerrero State said yesterday that at least 45 people were killed and 47 remain missing. The National Hurricane Center said Hurricane Otis intensified rapidly, with winds increasing by 115 miles an hour in a single day before it hit Mexico. New details are out about the mass shooter in Maine that killed 18 people before taking his own life. Robert Card was an Army reservist, and he was sent for evaluation in July after he was seen behaving erratically. That's when the Army said Card should not have a weapon, handle ammunition, or participate in live fire activity. The shootings last week in Lewiston, Maine marks the deadliest mass shooting in the United States this year. Kim Kardashian has made a deal with the National Basketball Association. Her Skims underwear is now the official shapewear of the league, as well as the WNBA and USA Basketball. The Texas Rangers are one win away from claiming their first World Series title in franchise history. Texas beat the Arizona Diamondbacks for an 11-7 victory in Game 4. The teams will meet for Game 5 tonight in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Remember, don't feed the bears.
You shouldn't play with them either. Part of North Carolina's scenic Blue Ridge Parkway is closed indefinitely because of reports of human-bear interactions. The move coming after the National Park Service got word that people were attempting to hold and feed a young bear. Officials made that decision out of concern, not only for the safety of the park visitors, but for the safety of the bear. I'm Corey Myers.
The lawyers for the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students last year will get to see some key genetic genealogy evidence.
The evidence helped identify him as a suspect. Prosecutors say his DNA was found on a knife sheath under one of the bodies. Prosecutors say they don't plan to use the evidence at trial, but the judge ruled the defense should be able to see some of the evidence in advance. A hearing will be held to determine which evidence the defense will be allowed to see before trial. I'm Dave Collins.
Challenges to keep presidential candidate Donald Trump off of two states' presidential ballots are being heard in court this week. In Colorado, the case is based on the 14th Amendment, an argument dismissed by Trump's lawyer as anti-democratic and weak. The Minnesota Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this week in a similar case. The Republican Party of Minnesota has told the court to dismiss the case because of the First Amendment of the Constitution. Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are you having fun yet? I'm telling you. Boy, you look at the streets of America and you say, man, when the majority of Americans believe that we're on the wrong track, and you've got the kind of demonstrations that are taking place, you know, from the Gaza to the United Nations, from our universities and major cities across the country today. Scott Powell, I tell you, it causes you to scratch your head to wonder what's happened to our democratic republic, what's happened to, you know, just a civilized Western world that would think more rationally and cannot recognize evil when it's staring them right in the face.
Well, of course, the conditioning of American younger people and most of these pro-Hamas protests are taking place on university campuses. These young people have largely been brainwashed over many years through the public school system. The media reinforces many of their beliefs, so that they become more critical of their own country, America, and its ally, Israel, than they are of the enemy. And so they end up carrying the water for the enemy. This is not new. We saw this happen in the Vietnam War, where the media were turned against America. And admittedly, there was reason, particularly as the war went on so many years, and there wasn't a clear-cut articulation of what victory looked like. It's understandable that people in a democracy will turn against they'll turn against a war where they're sending their boys to fight for what? For an unclear cause? That's not
exactly.
Acceptable.
Yeah. No.
This is different. This is different because it's really clear cut. I mean, Hamas is a terrorist organization that inflicted barbaric behavior. It was barbarism. That slayed over nearly, I think, 1,500.
1,500 people. Yeah, and Scott, you're exactly right. But the thing is, see, there has to be a clear line, and this is what's being called. The question is being before the public. Do you stand for this stuff? Do you stand for Hamas? I mean, Erdogan, which surprised me the other day, when he lauded and praised Hamas's freedom fighters. Wait a minute. What do you? To me, when you cross the line like that, I mean, we can't. How can we talk? How can we communicate? That's not even negotiable. But what happens is, see, we try to negotiate with non-negotiables.
That's absolutely right, and. of course, there are reasons for people like Erdogan to sort of change their position. They've always sort of steered a neutral course. You know that about Erdogan. He's a
And I thought he would stay the same. I mean, you know, it's but he just came out. I mean, they pulled the veil back, and you got all these in these other Arab nations and countries as well. You know, and I think even with the Palestinians there, I mean, I pray for them. I feel for them. But, you know, look, at you got to decide if you're going to align yourself with Hamas. And I understand, look, at you know, that having that kind of pressure that they're the government, they're in control, and they'll lop your head off. They'll rape your daughter, too. They have no compunction to because that's the way they think. That's the way they live their lives. But, you know, the Palestinians themselves that that want to distance themselves and say, well, we're a peaceful people. Well, that's not what Hamas is representing you, and they're showing the world, and they're showing, you know, and whether or not the world wants to, you know, they either side with it as some is, you know, you look at the United Nations. How many people in the United Nations support Hamas? I mean, what are we doing? Why are we paying for this institution anymore?
Well, Bill, I'm with you 100%. I mean, I've been critical of the UN for decades. That we really should withdraw from the United Nations. We certainly shouldn't be funding it, and we shouldn't be hosting it, on our, you know, in New York City. But I think that administration after administration feels like it's better to know what the enemy is doing and have some say than just to, you know, leave the institution and kick it out. I don't know. I frankly think I'm ready to try the latter course. Defund the UN. You know, condemn it. It's an organization that's utterly corrupt.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what good has come out of the UN?
Nothing.
I mean, for all the money that we've placed and invested, the people's tax money. By the way, we're broke, but we're going to continue to pay for this kind of incompetence. And people come into the United States like
so, Bill. It goes beyond incompetence. The UN is highly politicized, and it's politicized against the developed world. It's particularly politicized against America, because America is the indispensable nation that protects freedom in the world, that protects the free nations. And the UN has adopted an agenda that wants to turn the world order upside down. It wants to empower the poor nations, the so-called nations of the South, and disenfranchise and weaken the position of the North. But worse than that, the Chinese have largely taken over many parts of the United Nations. The Chinese control the World Health Organization, which may be the most influential, subgroup within the UN. And they have a treaty out there right now that wants to, if the leaders of each nation sign this treaty, it doesn't have to go through a Senate approval or a legislative approval. All it takes is for the president or the prime minister of a country to sign over the management of their health care under an emergency, be it another pandemic,
exactly.
be it a climate change issue. I mean, they've written it very broadly. It's really a United Nations takeover. I mean, they feel that they are on the third yard line now, and they're ready to establish a new world order.
And no doubt.
It isn't just the UN. The World Economic Forum is working hand in glove with the World Health Organization.
Well, and look at our government. And our government
driven by very evil people that are at war. Yeah. They're at war against God. They want to make themselves God.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're part of the globalist regime. I mean, that's what this is all heading for. And you're exactly right. It's the elimination of God, and they want to replace God. They continue to raise their head above God. And, and what's so disingenuous about it, Scott, is they can't even be that honest about it. You know? It's just all—it's all deception. And the thing is, unfortunately, is we have a government here in this alleged Democratic Republic, supposedly, that we're part of, that is selling the American people out.
Well, unfortunately, yes, but I think there's an awakening happening. I really do.
Well, with the tipping point being what it is, as we said, we're on the downside of the hill, and it's moving fast. And there is a call to action, an immediate call to action for the American people, those freedom-loving patriots, to come together in a distinct and directed way.
To commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and he is Scott Powell. Scott, of course, he is the author of a great book you need to get your hands on. I'm telling you. The author of Rediscovering America, and this is where we are right now. And Scott speaks very optimistically about it, and we see, and rightfully so, because, you go around the country and your travels, and you see lights of hope, Scott. you know, from the American people who are responding. We've got revivals that are actually taking place that, you know, you're not going to hear about it in the mainstream media. You know, that's they don't understand that. And that's okay. But people of faith that we are, we do, and that's who we're looking to, is that God is the answer in all this, because and he is involved in the details of man and the plans of man. He has demonstrated that time and time again, even like with what's happening with Hamas and Israel and all that's taking place there. You know, a lot of this, Scott, you know, the Bible said this was going to happen. So this should not be of any surprise. And it's as if we're getting, you know, some people say, wow, this is, it just seems so apocalyptic. And going, yeah, this is like, here we are, you know, like Billy Graham said, the last of the last days. And so what are you going to do about it?
I know that's, well, as Americans, you know, we need to, you know, we've got to focus on correcting course in America. Yes, you know, Israel's a long-standing ally, and we are supporting Israel and praying for Israel because they're, you know, they're facing a very, very formidable enemy. And it's not, I mean, they can wipe out Hamas, but then they face...
You got Hezbollah in the north.
Hezbollah in the north, and really they face Iran. Iran is... Mm-hmm. Is the biggest troublemaker in the Middle East. We know that.
Right.
And they're looking for a reason to strike Israel. And, you know, it's hard for me to believe that they don't have nuclear weapons already. You know, the Persians have always been known as being very good in science and math. Mm-hmm. And if the North Koreans can get a nuclear bomb, I suspect that Iran has nuclear weapons. I really believe that they must.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think this is why Israel has it on their agenda, you know, to work out some sort of deal. They've been working on this back in the days of Obama about, you know, getting support from the U.S. because they would need the U.S. for these bunker-busting bombs that are unique to our country. And that's what's necessary in order to get down and be able to access those areas where... you know, the nuclear activity is in process and being developed. So I think it's, you know, between me and you, Scott, I think it's inevitable. I think because, you know, just as you said, Iran clearly is funding this, even though the president of the United States can't even, I mean, even Iran in their own terms says that they're funding Hamas. Hezbollah says 90% of their funds comes from Iran. And then you've got all these other allies that are taking place. We were talking with Chris Mitchell from CBN yesterday, and he said, Bill, he says, basically, you know, it's not a two-front war. It's actually five. We're being attacked, you know, from five different angles, including the West Bank, and nobody's talking about what the activity in the West Bank, and you've got two or three malfactors that are participating as well, and, you know, firing off salvos into Israel, and so they're coming, you know, they're coming at them, and you know, by the grace of God, Israel has been able to defend itself, but, you know, it's going to be a situation where they're probably going to be forced to be more aggressive, and the very thing that this administration, I'm talking the Biden administration and others that had hoped it wouldn't happen, and that is that, you know, we're pretty much there in terms of a regional war. We're kind of fooling ourselves and thinking, oh, well, you know, Iran is just using, you know, proxies. But, you know, this is a mess. And now you got Iran colluding with Russia as well. This could be a powder keg. And, you know, and all you need is President Xi to move up his agenda instead of 2027 of moving into Taiwan. He says, you know, I like this year. You know, 2023 feels good.
I think the American audience needs to be reminded that we have enemies within the United States. All this open border for the last nearly 3 years has brought in some 8 million people that are largely unvetted. Most of these people are poor and are looking for a better life. There's no doubt about that.
But they're beholden to the cartels, though. That's the thing that drives me nuts. Yeah. People forget about this. They don't even have a fair shot. because their loyalty belongs to the cartels first. So they come here and the cartels say, look, you're gonna run drugs for us. You're going to do sex trafficking. You're going to do what we tell you to do because we own you. We know, you know, for these young kids, we know where your parents live and we'll take them out.
I know. It's horrible. I think we need to take out those cartels. I think Trump's declaration of theirs being terrorist targets and just taking them all out is
well they've got tunnels under the United States, you know, under San Diego, you know, that they've found these tunnels before.
We can deal with that. If we have the will to do it, Bill, we can deal with all of it. It's a question of the willpower of the American.
Exactly.
The American people and that government that represents us. And right now we have we basically have a very weak administration, a corrupt administration in power, and the American people have got to be on guard because this weakness is going to lead to terrorist activities within our own borders before very long.
Well, you're exactly right, because they're in direct conflict with our Constitution. The Constitution means nothing to them. The Constitution is what we the people
stands in their way.
That's what protects us, Scott. And so they ignore that with convenience and plead some sort of plausible deniability. And they have the audacity to come back to Congress and in typical form and fashion. And this is what, you know, one particular party over another does. Their fallback mantra is just, you know, more time and more money. And like, you haven't even demonstrated any kind of confidence with the money you've got now. So now you want more of it. Where does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, really, a proper reading of the Constitution is that it limits the power of government. It limits corruption in government. It has this. It's an amazing document that really empowers the people and limits the government. Now we can see how that's been all turned upside down.
Well, of course,
you know, the government is out of control, and our freedoms, our rights are being being stripped of our rights, not the least of which is the First Amendment, which is the amendment that protects all the others, because it's only when there is robust debate that we get to the truth. And unfortunately, the censorship is so massive, and that's what I wrote about in this article, Beyond Orwell, The High-Tech Lynching of America. It was a two-part article in Town Hall about a week ago. I actually documented how they stole the election in 2020.
Right.
You know, through NGOs that basically were able to co-opt all of the social media platforms and strip them and be able to, through algorithms, take down all, you know, any posting that had to do with the election.
Yeah, if it didn't support Biden, yeah, exactly.
They switched the algorithms a little bit and prevented the American people from being able to talk about election irregularity and vote fraud. You couldn't talk about it on social media. You were deplatformed right away.
Exactly, exactly.
So, well, and this is important for people to understand, because this is how Americans are now talking to each other. It's not the ABC, NBC, and CBS. It's Facebook. It's it's Twitter, and of course, Twitter is now in the hands of Elon Musk, so it's different. But and thank goodness that we saved Twitter. But in any case, our work remains constant, continuous, and they want to silence the truth, and they want to demoralize the American people so that they give up.
Yeah.
That's
Well, and
that's why your work, Bill, is so important, because you are giving hope and you are empowering your audience. You're reminding your audience that they really do have the power, that this deep state does not have the power. It has the power if we get demoralized and we give up.
Exactly. Scott Powell has been our guest. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate
it.
Take care.
Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. Protesters interrupted Congress yesterday while lawmakers were discussing giving large amounts of your money to fund the wars in Europe and the Middle East. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was interrupted several times during the opening statement by yelling demonstrators. Blinken testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee in support of the Biden administration wanting to spend $105 billion for the support. The number of deaths and people missing in Mexico after Hurricane Otis is roughly 100. The storm hit Acapulco last week as a Category 5 storm. The governor of Guerrero State said yesterday that at least 45 people were killed and 47 remain missing. The National Hurricane Center said Hurricane Otis intensified rapidly, with winds increasing by 115 miles an hour in a single day before it hit Mexico. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. A little side note here. You know, ever since Joe Biden took office, this is what they're saying. Inflation, 492% worse. Gas, $1.52 more, more expensive. I mean, this is the reality of the world in which we live in. And, you know, the pain that all Americans are suffering. I mean, this is a universal issue that's happening across the board. I know some are doing better than others, but by and large, I mean, look at credit card debt. Look what's happening. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got former Senator John Brogan going to be joining us to talk about SAFE and their amicus brief that was co-signed by this former U.S. senator. He's a spokesman for the organization, and he joins us now to tell us all about it. Senator, welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, good to be with you, Bill, and with your audience.
Well, let's talk about Saving America's Family Enterprise. Tell our audience about this nonpartisan organization and what it's all about, and, you know, and in terms of you know, this amicus brief that you had to file.
Well, thank you, Bill. Our organization is Saving America Family Enterprises, and it's basically to educate the general public and also the members of Congress that the proposal by the president to enact a minimum of 25% income tax on people who haven't even earned the money yet is unconstitutional. We have taken it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and on December the 5th, there will be a hearing before the Supreme Court. I will be there, and the argument is fairly simple, that you cannot tax income before a person gets the income.
Exactly.
For example, you think about a family farm. I mean, under this proposal, they'd have to pay a new tax every year on somebody's estimate of how much the family farm has increased in value. even if they haven't sold it. So it makes no sense. We think it's unconstitutional.
Well, it's already tough enough as it is, John, you know, where we are with, you know, the taxes and $33 trillion in debt. I mean, you know, one of the big problems and challenges we had when our country first got underway was, you know, taxation without representation. I mean, you've got future generations that are going to absorb this. They're not even born yet, John, and they're already being liable, you know, for this indebtedness that we've created, right?
Well, you're correct. And, I mean, our organization believes that everybody should pay their fair share.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of money that is on the books already, over almost $700 billion annually of taxes that aren't paid that are already on the book. So before we go around creating a new tax, which we think is unconstitutional, let's just make sure we collect the taxes that are already on the book.
Do we need 85,000? Yeah, do we need 85,000 new IRS agents to make that happen?
Well, I think the IRS has a challenge on enforcing the tax laws. I mean, I'm not getting into how much money they need to do that, but we're saying that you don't need a new tax, certainly, which we think is unconstitutional, as I said.
Right.
We call it a guess tax. You know, you guess what somebody's property is worth even before they sell it, and we tax you on somebody's guess of what you could sell it for.
But, Senator, why can't they just make it simple? I mean, you know, everything is so complicated. We, you know, we have to have, you know, agents. We need to have assistants, tax preparers to help file our taxes. When, you know, they'd probably be more successful in collecting funds, and you're talking about your fair share. Everybody has a different idea of what the fair share is. But I think if we could come to some sort of agreement instead of just continuing to talk about your fair share and just say, look, here it is. I've always been kind of a flat tax sort of guy anyway. So to me, that kind of makes it, you know, fair across the board. If there needs to be some sort of minor exceptions, that's fine. But we don't need to get into a situation where we've got tax attorneys and the people who are very, very wealthy who can, you know, armor up and, you know, beat up the IRS and just make it simple. What's wrong with that?
Well, nobody should pay more than they owe, and everybody should pay the least amount of what they owe to the government to run the government.
Right.
Nobody should pay a nickel more than what they owe. And what we're saying is this proposal from the administration and from some members of Congress goes in the opposite direction by creating a new tax on unrealized gains. In other words, taxing people on income they have not yet received. I mean, this is what this case is all about. They have a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that basically said this couple had to pay tax on income they never received on a company that they invested in overseas, but they never got a nickel from it. And so they're saying, well, you could have gotten a nickel, and we're going to tax you on it. It makes no sense whatsoever, and we think it's unconstitutional, and hopefully the Supreme Court will make that decision and end it once and for all.
Yeah, you know, Senator, it just seems like, you know, it's pretty academic, you know, the way you're laying it out. You know, this isn't, you know, that complicated. I mean,
well, it should be. I mean, what they're doing is making it complicated. Can you imagine just the example of a family farm? We don't know what it's worth until it's actually sold. You can estimate, but, you know, you have an estimate of what it's worth. But until you sell it, you don't have a nickel of income. And this is an income tax, and you can't tax income before someone gets the income.
Right. Yeah, it seems to reason, but, you know, we kind of opened up that program, you know, recently with, you know, what's going on with Donald Trump and some assessments of property and things like that. Do you see that kind of adding to the complication as well and contributing to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible to enforce this new concept, in my opinion, because you're saying, well, you could have sold this painting or this picture or this farm or your property, and we think that if you sell it, you're going to get X amount of money. And so we're going to tax you on what we guess you're going to receive in the future before you get it. And if you talk about a complicated system now, you add this added feature to the tax code about a guess tax, it makes it even more unenforceable and totally unnecessarily complicated.
So what happens in the case, Senator, if I'm not interested in selling it, I just want to hold on to it, say a painting, and and it may have some assessed value, but I'm not putting it on the market to sell. That still comes into play because they guess that maybe in the next year you might sell it and it might get this price, and so we're going to give you this real tax bill, right?
Yeah, you're right, Bill. I mean, what they're saying is you'd have to pay a new tax every year based on some kind of an estimate of what it would be able to be sold for. It's a guess tax. It's an estimate. But every year you'd come in and have an assessment on your personal property saying what they think, someone else thinks you could sell it for, even if you haven't sold it. I mean, the guess tax, and it'd be so unconstitutional and complicated that we don't think it'll ever come into play. But that's what our organization is, trying to make clear to members of Congress and to the general public and to the Supreme Court that this has to be declared unconstitutional right out front.
Where are you at in terms of, being able to, get on top of this? Are you confident? Because the way you're explaining it here, you've made it quite simple. And kind of a no-brainer to such a degree, maybe some of us, our initial reactions, why did this even, come into play here? Because this just does not, it's not fair, and it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess it makes fair if your job is to, go and tax people and find money, maybe it's fair, but for the people who are earning it, not so much so, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, we again, back to our basic principle, we think people should pay their fair share. And if the government figures they legitimately need more revenues, I mean, there's a simple way to do it with the rate structure. I mean, but an increase in the rate structure means you're taxing actual income and people would receive. And if you need more money, that's what Congress has always moved in that direction. But here's a whole totally new concept of taxing income even before you receive it. And we said that doesn't work. And it, they said, well, it only affects a few people. But remember, the income tax, when it first started, only affected about 1% of the people in the country.
Exactly.
Now it's probably around 60%. So any type of a tax that starts small generally ends up very large.
Oh, it always does. That's for sure. That's part of the tradition. We've got more from the former senator. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Senator John Brough continues with us from Louisiana. He's a Democrat, and you know, we're just talking about you know, the parties coming together and where we are. And you know, John, I was going to tell you that this is a little bit like you know, when somebody's drowning. You know, and I grew up on the West Coast, and I was in the water a lot, and there on the beaches. And, you know, I observed lifeguards when somebody was drowning. I noticed the lifeguards were very casual about getting in the water. They took their time. And so one time I asked him, I said, how come you're not hustling there? You know, why do you wait? He said, oh, well, you don't understand. You got to let these people fight their, you know, fight it out. And, you know, they just get to the end of themselves and then it's easier. They're, you know, easier to bring to water and save them. Otherwise, if I go out there, you know, they've got too much fight in them, then we both drown. And I think that maybe that there's some application here when you consider where the country is right now. There's a lot of fight in both sides, or, you know, with all different aspects of our government right now. And I keep thinking, okay, maybe they're just going to get arm weary. They've rope-a-dope themselves enough to where they get tired enough where they say, hey, look at, let's, you know, can we talk? You know, kind of like when you were serving our country, and you really had a spirit of bipartisanship. Yes, you had the moments where, you know, things seemed to be, you know, seemingly impossible. But at the end of the day, you were able to come together and appreciate compromise. Nobody got 100%, but, you know, people were well served in the long run here. But it seems that what's happened in the recent era, we've gotten, you know, we've lost sight of the spirit of America and being united.
Well, the lifeguards today, using your analogy, Bill, is really the voters. Mm-hmm. Every single member of the House of Representatives got there because they were elected to go to Congress by their constituents. And the same is true for the U.S. Senate, except for narrow circumstances where there's a temporary appointment. But they've all been elected. So the lifeguard in a dysfunctional situation in Congress really has to be the American people, who get so fed up with the log jams and inability to solve problems, they send different people to the Congress who are committed to making government work. So there's an answer to these problems, and it has to be an enlightened public who wants to have people in Washington that can work together and make the government work for everybody.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that government has to be held accountable. when we have situations, Senator, and I think you would agree with this, when things are being manipulated in a way to where you see, I mean, to me, I look at the way sometimes the budget is spent, and it's more in the interest of buying votes than it is solving problems. I mean, you know, a classic case would be, you know, not the full draining, but a 50% impact on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was supposed to be for emergency reasons only. Well, the president authorized tapping into it going into a midterm election. I mean, where's the foul? Where's the penalty flag, you know, on this? To say, wait a minute,
so many pieces of legislation actually by members are targeted not just to the ultimate end good, but also to how they're going to use that vote or that program to get reelected. I mean,
right.
That's one of the challenges of a democracy. Every vote you take is subject to affecting your election and reelection. And some people, unfortunately, are more committed to getting reelected than they are doing something that's right.
And, well, that's what they're told, aren't they? Yeah. I've been told by congressmen, you know, when they go in for orientation, that's one of the first things that they're told. They say, you know, your most important job is getting reelected. You know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I was here to serve my constituents. No, well, get reelected.
That's why when they get elected in November, they start raising money for the next election in December. It's a continuous cycle, particularly in the House, which has to run every 24 months. And so too many people are too focused on the next election and not on the next generation.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say I made you king. You know, you're going to be king. How do you straighten this thing out and get this country back on track?
Oh, boy, that's a great challenge. I wouldn't want to be king. They tried to make George
Washington. Yeah, George Washington didn't want to be king either for all the right reasons.
They wanted to make George Washington king, and he said, no, thank you. I believe in a democracy and in a government. So being king is something that I think doesn't work very well. I mean, you've seen dictators around the world that have not done very well, and they shouldn't. But I think the best thing we can do is to have elected officials that recognize that in a democracy, nobody gets everything they want, and it's just a balance of interest. And like I said, take the best ideas from both parties, try to blend them together, and come up with a solution to make government work better for everybody.
Well, that really puts the onus, and like you said, you wouldn't want to be king. I don't blame you. I don't think that's really the best way to go. Although that kind of idea of a king has lingered. You know, even back to the early days, because, you know, the early patriots at the time, they were a bit divided, you know, because having a king was what they were used to, right? And, you know, to come up with this whole new concept and this idea that had never been, nobody ever tried it before. It seemed to make sense, you know, and you could argue the case for it, but it wasn't with this sense of you know, high level of confidence. There was some trepidation as we entered into this great American experiment, right?
Well, that's how we became a country, getting rid of King George in England, mm-hmm. telling us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, unilaterally by himself. And we had no voice and no ability to make any changes to what he said. And so mm-hmm. now we have that ability. Now, if we don't like what your congressman or senator is doing, vote him out of office, because
right.
that's what democracy is all about.
Well, you could, you know, one of the things that might encourage you to do that, and I say this to our audience, Senator, that read the Declaration of Independence, you know, and you compare the Declaration of Independence, what our founding fathers and what the early patriots of this great American idea had to say about the king, and you see the application that it has today, and maybe that will, you know, get you off your bottoms and get involved here, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which really implies, if not specifically commands, that you get involved, right? This is an activated type form of government. This is not a laissez-faire type of government.
Well, I used to say that. I mean, if you don't like the way things are going, get involved. Just don't sit back and complain. Go out and support a candidate that you do agree with, that you feel can make government work better instead of just create stalemates. And I always remind people, look, all these people in Washington got here because the majority of the people voted to send them there.
Exactly.
They didn't run a siege on Washington. They were elected and sent to Washington by a majority of the people in the area they represent. So if you don't like whoever's there now, get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? Get active.
Exactly. And get out there and vote. You know, I almost say that if you're not voting, you're not registering to vote, you're not voting, then quit complaining. You know, you've got
exactly
it, right?
I mean, you lose your right to complain if you don't participate.
Right, exactly. Well, Senator, I mean, you served this great country, and, you know, and thank you for how you served, you know, from 1987 to 2005. A life dedicated to service to our country. And, you know, we've got about 3 minutes left. You know, tell us some stories. I mean, some of the highlights of, you know, what it's like to, you know, to be a senator, you know, because many of us will never, you know, be blessed and have that opportunity. And what a privilege to serve the people and not only serve. I mean, you mentioned some people that you work closely with. You get a chance to meet some really neat people along the way, too, right?
Yeah, actually, I got to Congress in 1972 when I was only 28 years of old, age. And
that's right. I'm sorry.
I'm just an old guy. I started a long time ago when I was very young. But
right.
Some of the greatest memories are really the informal things that you do, not so much voting on the Senate floor or the House floor, but really the meetings that you had up in the White House with people that you enjoyed working with. I enjoyed working with Bill Clinton. He was a personal friend. I thought Ronald Reagan was a tremendous communicator, a great joke teller in private. George Bush, 41 and 43, he used to play tennis with 41 a lot. He was a very respected, honest, decent person who, you know, I got something hanging on my wall right now wishing me happy birthday in a very formal letter, and he wrote on the bottom, "Happy birthday, you old goat." It shows you the kind of person he was and the type of friendship that we have.
That's right. When I mentioned the dates, 1987, 2000, that was when you were in the Senate, but you were in Congress before then, from 72 to 87, and decided you would move on up into the Senate and serve the people of Louisiana as a senator. So a great time. So again, you know, some great people and, you know, opportunities. You know, if you had to tell people about, you know, a highlight, what would you say in terms of maybe the top two or three highlights of your career?
Oh, we had a lot of things that add up. I did a lot of legislation on wetlands and environment. Active in health care, Bill. I was one of the authors of Medicare Part D, which provides prescription drugs for seniors.
Right.
Which I thought was a very important accomplishment that now.
Yeah. I'll say thank you very much for Part D. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm using
works
it.
Well, people thought it wasn't going to work very well, but seniors were smarter than a lot of members of Congress gave them credit for, and use the program very well and helps people stay out of hospitals and allows them to live longer and happier lives. So those are some of the highlights.
Well, again, I cannot thank you enough for your service to our country, and remind everybody regarding, this amicus brief that you have presented, where they might go for more information.
Well, we have a website, and they can just go to the Faith Coalition website and SAFE and look it up and contact us to get additional information. December the 5th, Supreme Court's going to hear the case, and hopefully by the spring of next year we'll have a final decision declaring this proposal concept unconstitutional, as it should be.
Amen. I'm with you on that. Former Senator John Breaux has been with us. Thank you, John.
The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I